Listen and Live Audio presents Goodbye to Shy, written and read by Leo Lowndes.
Preface. Think back to your grandparents' time, when online dating was a twinkle in some yet unborn techie's eyes. And the words pickup meant get your socks up off the floor. If Grandma had been too shy to go to parties, and Grandpa hid out in the bedroom memorizing guests' coat labels, you wouldn't be here listening to this book. Things haven't changed much for shys over the years. Well-meaning friends and family still say, come on, just force yourself to go to the party, ask her for a date, talk to him, join the conversation, speak up in the meeting. Don't they know how hard it is? The anxiety, the wanting to be invisible, the fear that you'll say something stupid. Yet you know you have a lot to offer, and if you could just say goodbye to being shy, everything would be okay. I know firsthand how excruciating shyness is. Well into my working years, my face looked like a radish whenever I talked to strangers. I remember standing on the sidelines at parties, wishing my dress matched the wallpaper to make me invisible. I wish I'd had this book then. I am gratified that I can provide it for you now. Research in the 1940s gave us a gift that saved millions of lives, penicillin. Research in recent years has given us a gift that can save millions the agony of shyness. It derives from recent studies on shyness conducted by pioneering researchers in sociology, psychiatry, genetics, biology, physiology, and pharmacology.